This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The coronavirus is keeping many of us at home, but one group that can't take a break during this health crisis is those in food production, like our farmers and ranchers. The Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison, a farmer herself, says while the work has to be done, there have been some changes to the routine.
As I've told a lot of people, the side of the pickup conversations, you know, farmers have sort of done social distancing for a long time. So in some ways, it's the same, and in other ways, it's different.
But some things, Lewison says, have changed more than others.
I think if there's a big difference, it's been more on the emphasis of making sure farmers and ranchers who have a lot of workers are making sure that shifts are as efficiently manned as possible and making sure that each of those shifts have the PPE that they absolutely have to have to be safe, and really emphasizing to their employees what safety means in this situation.
Ann Lewison says it takes so little to show our appreciation.
So if you see a farmer on the road, whether it's a tractor or a truck, whatever the case may be, you know, give them a wave because they are doing what they can to make sure that we are all safe and healthy.
Lewison says producers are practical and pragmatic about what needs to be done to complete the work at hand.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.